Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with Durango-based musician Cody Tenen. Thanks for carving out some time to talk for me in KVNF.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Cody Tenen is one third of Durango-based bluegrass band Stillhouse Junkies, which was actually the first band that I personally interviewed for Talkin' Music almost 2 years ago. And Talkin' Music is over 16 years old, but that was a really special interview for me. And you guys were actually here in the production studio with me, and you were playing across the street at the Cirque.
Yeah. That's right.
It's really good to see you again. You have a brand new album that's coming out. It's called Perennial. And Cody has so kindly agreed to debut a few of his newest songs on this Talkin' Music. Talk to me about this first song that we're going to hear. This one's called The Ballad of Saint Vrain.
Yeah, so this is a tune, like a couple others off of the record, that I wrote a while ago, about two years ago, I think, at this point, kind of when I first started dipping my toes into songwriting. And when it, you know, kind of first started out, it was just an instrumental, but then I decided to add some lyrics to it. It's loosely based off of the band's experience at Rocky Grass a couple years ago. We did the band contest at Rocky Grass with little success, but it was still fun. And it was kind of early on in the band's foray into, you know, expanding outside of Durango and even Colorado. But so, yeah, it's kind of loosely based on that. The St. Vrain River is the river that runs through Lyons, Colorado. So I just named it after that. And then on the record on Perennial, I recorded it on a fretless banjo, which is kind of cool. It's a little bit more kind of old timey vibey. And it's kind of a spooky song. It's in the key of B flat, which is kind of spooky in general. And I just thought the fretless vibe really fit that tune.
Cool. Here is an unreleased song called The Ballad of Saint Vrain off of Cody Tenen's upcoming album. Thank you. was The Ballad of St. Vrain, an unreleased song off of Cody Tennant's upcoming album, Perennial. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Cody Tennant from, I think, your home in Durango, Colorado. Talk to me about writing and recording your upcoming record, Perennial, and is this your debut solo album?
It is, yeah. I've wanted to do a solo record for a few years now. Once my band Stillhouse Junkies started touring a lot more and we were all able to kind of quit our day jobs and do that full time. You know, when you're able to do that, it really opens up a lot of free time to like rehearsing and writing and stuff like that. So once I kind of got more into playing banjo and writing a little bit more, I, in the back of my mind, always wanted to do a little solo record, kind of a vanity project. My main focus is the band for sure. And want to maintain that, but I thought it would be fun to do. And honestly, one of the silver linings of COVID has been that I had the time to do it. You know, we would have had our busiest year in the band this year for sure. We had a European tour that we canceled and, you know, over 200 shows that didn't end up happening. But I figured through, you know, a series of events that made it kind of seem like it was the right time, I decided to do this record. And speaking of my house, which I am in right now, this is actually where I recorded it. And this little house has a cool history too. Another friend of mine did a record in this house a few years ago as well. But I was just happy to be able to do it. And the way that I recorded it was a little bit more unique, not only being in the house, not pro studio, but a guy named John Atkinson, who's an engineer and studio owner in Bristol, Virginia, was kind of on a road trip out to California because, you know, a lot of work dried up for him too, since people weren't able to travel to see him and record at his place. So he packed up a bunch of vintage gear, which is what his specialty is, and came out here to my house on the way to California, set up kind of an impromptu control room in my front yard. And we like just recorded the record in a day. I was able to knock it out in about 6 hours. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a quick project, but I think it kind of fits the whole vibe of the record. It's pretty lo-fi. It's going to be released on cassette tape. It almost has more of a field recording sound to it, which I think is kind of cool. So
yeah. Do we just hear you on this album, or did you bring any of your... No, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me, the banjo, and vocals on some tracks. There's a few, I think three instrumentals on the record. And I really wanted it to be a true solo album. A lot of people that make solo records bring in a band and, you know, have the band on there, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but that's not totally really a solo record if you have like six people on it, you know, or if you have rotating guests, like that's cool too. But someone that really like stands out to me is Bruce Molsky. Like a lot of his records are just him and just his fiddle or him and a banjo. And I really think that's cool. And it's really, you know, it's a great look at what the music is really about. If it's just lo-fi like that, you know, which acoustic music is like that anyway. You know, none of us are really overproducing our records as bands or anything like that, but to have just a single person instrument and voice is pretty cool.
Yeah. And talk to me about the name of the record is Perennial. What's the story?
Yeah, so that is like something you can relate to, being a lavender farmer. And on the cover of the record, there's a little Easter egg, some lavender makes an appearance on the cover artwork. And I just thought that was a cool word. I've never been a huge fan of the naming a record after a song. That's just not really my style. I kind of like it to be its own thing. So perennial to me, like everlasting, you know, something, it kind of has that meaning to me, like things that come back constantly or never really change. Or in folk music, American folk music is 100% like that. You know, a lot of the tunes and songs that I like to play when I'm, you know, at home doing my own thing are old fiddle tunes from Appalachia that are, you know, 100-200 years old. And there will always be musicians that play that kind of music. And yeah. So to me, that word just kind of fit with the whole vibe.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Talk to me about your song, Haskell Town.
I wrote this one earlier in the summer, and I primarily wrote it for Stillhouse Junkies to perform for the band. It's kind of my COVID song. It's actually about the 1918 flu pandemic and that outbreak. There's a theory that's pretty well accepted by modern doctors and virologists that basically the 1918 flu originated in like an army base in Kansas. And so I kind of just extrapolated on that and took some creative liberties with the actual facts, but that's kind of basically what the tune is about. And it's got a cool vibe just as a solo banjo song. It sounds a lot different when the band does it, but I think it's kind of cool to have like a low key stripped down version on this record too.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to Haskell Town by Cody Tennen. That was Haskell Town, an unreleased sneak peek off of Cody Tennen's upcoming album, Perennial. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Cody via Zoom from his home in Durango, Colorado. I follow you on Instagram, and at least virtually, it looks and sounds like you've kept pretty busy with music over the last, like, year or whatever we're at at this point. Are you staying creatively inspired, and what has been the most challenging part of being a musician for you in 2020?
Well, the biggest challenge was definitely just when it was all first kind of happening, like in March when we had some shows in Utah early March, and then we were only a few days away from flying out to London to do 3 weeks in the UK with the band. And so right away, that was the first thing that we canceled in 2020. And then, you know, after that, it was just everything. And we, at the time, thought the fall was going to be better, and it wasn't. And then winter is slow anyway, and we're not doing anything. So that was really tough, just swallowing that big pill of all the canceled shows and basically an entire year, you know, going away. But the thing that we were able to do is kind of pivot. And we came up with a concept to where we could just play in people's front yards and in driveways all around Durango. And so we would release a sign-up sheet via like a Google spreadsheet and just put it on Facebook, and people would just plug in their name and their address and stuff. And we would go to their place and play for like 30 minutes at a time. And then we would go to the next spot. It was all within like a 20-minute drive of each other and everything. We ended up doing, the band did about 250 of those little sets.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I don't think anyone played as much as we did. You know, it was all totally socially distant, responsible. At the beginning of the pandemic, we were playing for just 2, 3, 4 people, just a single household. And then, you know, as the summer went on, folks would have little gatherings that were a little bit bigger, but everyone was spread out in the yards and outside and wearing masks, and it was all good. And then, you know, like I said, I had time to do this record, which I wouldn't have had time to do. The other thing we kind of came up with for the wintertime was an online concert series that we're producing in tandem with our entertainment agency, Blue Sun Entertainment, and they're out of Portland, Oregon. And so we're doing, it's called Sidecar, and it's an 8-piece concert series that's running all through the winter and into the early spring. And it's featuring bands from all over the country. Stillhouse Junkies is playing a couple of those. And then some of them are just other bands that we like from all over. But so check that out. You can find that information at stillhousejunkies.com/sidecar, or just go to our website and you'll be able to find it.
I'm so impressed by you guys that you did so many shows. And that, I think, is the most creative idea that's been executed that I've heard of yet. So good job.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we were really desperate to not have to get jobs is what it boils down to. I mean, we really wanted to just play music. And we're so lucky that our local community really stepped up. We played for tips all summer long. We didn't ever put a rate on those little shows that we did in people's yards. And people just showed up and kept us afloat financially pretty much all summer. So we're just very thankful that that was the case.
Did this help support your new album that had just come out? And sounds like you were able to kind of sustain off of these tips?
Yeah, we sustained for sure. I did a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign for Perennial specifically. The whole music industry is just different than it was, you know, decades ago, where anyone can make a record now as long as you have the money. And you know, crowdfunding, though, is a great way to raise money for albums, in my opinion, because it's just an insulated way for people to pre-order the record, get limited edition merch and stuff like that. And it helps the band because then you're getting the money up front. And, you know, especially if you're independent, like I am as a solo artist and like the band is as a band, I mean, you need all that money to pay for even this lo-fi recording. I mean, if I really, really was able to do it with no budget constraints, it still probably costs $10,000 or $15,000. You know, I'm going to end up doing it for around $7,000 is what it'll cost. But, you know, it's still, you got to cut some corners here and there. Making a record's really expensive.
Yeah. And a lot of the way that musicians make their money is touring and merch sales and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll never take live music for granted ever again.
Yeah, I mean, every musician I've talked to, we always end up saying like, man, it's going to be a real party when everybody can go to shows again. And when there's no like limit on capacity and indoor stuff, it's definitely going to be, whenever that happens, it's going to be a good year for all of us in the industry, I think. Because people, I mean, when we were playing in people's yards this summer, yeah, you could 100% tell how grateful people were, is, you know, and we're happy to do it because it is our kind of medicine too, you know, like that's what we want to be doing. And if we can't do that, then, you know, we're in like a whole different kind of mindset and it's not really super positive. So
yeah,
we were really thankful. It was a great symbiotic relationship. And then that's what musicians have with their fans anyway. I mean, that's all we ever want to do. And so if we have people that are willing to support us doing it, it works out for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about your song, No Man for Working.
This tune, I was, my girlfriend and I were house sitting for another really close friend of ours here in Durango. I was lucky enough to do a lot of the pre-production in our friend's house. Just, you know, she has a lot more space than I do. I live in like a little studio house, but so I kind of spread out and was doing some pre-production, just running tunes and kind of figuring out what this record was going to be, and did some writing specifically for it. And No Man for Working is one of those tunes. It's not really inspired by anything other than me wanting to have something super fresh to put on this album. And it's kind of a cool Colorado-centric fictional story about some miners. And I'll let you all listen to it and you can try to figure out the story for yourself.
Here is No Man for Workin' by Cody Tennen. Was a brand new unreleased song called No Man for Workin' by Cody Tennen off of his upcoming album Perennial. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Durango musician Cody Tennen via Zoom. Cody's upcoming album is called Perennial, and he's been very generous by letting KVNF debut some of his unreleased songs. When do you anticipate releasing the full record, and where can our listeners find your music?
Totally. So I really hope to have it in my hands sometime in January, probably middle to late January at this point. But again, it's just one of those things, like every time I've been involved in making a record, it always takes longer than you think. But that's okay. You know, there's no reason to rush art projects and stuff like that. But when it does come out, it is, the physical release is only on cassette tape, which is just a hipster thing that I wanted to do. You know, CDs are just about obsolete these days. And so it'll be cassette tape.
All the cassettes come with a digital download, and then it'll be streaming anywhere you consume digital music too. So the cassette will be a total like little art project in itself, you know, like a physical thing for you to like flip through and look at and hold while you are probably streaming it on Spotify. So, and when that does come out, I'll have that available for purchase on my website, CodyTenon.com.
Awesome. And we'll link that on KVNF.org when we post this to Talkin' Music. I'll have to bust out my Walkman.
Yeah.
We're going to go out on one more song. Talk to me about Run From The Law.
Yeah. So this one is another tune that I wrote specifically for this record. It is kind of loosely based on the story of a woman named Nora Fraser. When I started to think about this tune, it was like right in the thick of all the Black Lives Matter movement and police brutality and all that, which has always been a problem and still is a problem. But it was especially like in the forefront of my mind when I was writing this. So I started to do some research about like Colorado, us being in Colorado. I was thinking like, you know, what was going on post-Civil War in Colorado, you know, just to get an idea of what the landscape was racially here. And I found a story about this woman, Nora Fraser, who is married to a Black man. And, you know, the state of Colorado was like trying to have her arrested because mixed race marriages were illegal at the time and all of this. So after I did some reading about that, it kind of was the inspiration for this song that is pretty sad. If you listen to the lyrics, I kind of wrote it more from the husband's perspective, who is never explicitly said in the song, but in my mind is a white guy. And his wife is an African-American woman, and they're trying to like navigate their relationship in a landscape that is not accepting of what they have going on. And so that's what the tune is about. And in the classic like bluegrass folk music, old time style, I think the song like it sounds really happy, but the lyrics are the opposite of that, you know. And that was another challenge that I was trying to like conquer with this record too, like with the original tunes and songs that I wrote. I wanted them to have that old vibe. Like I want people that have never heard any of that stuff to listen to it and maybe think to themselves like, wow, I wonder if that is an old song, you know.
Awesome. Cody, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Yeah, absolutely. I love public radio. And I really hope to get up and see you guys really soon, sooner than later. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Cody Tenon's music. We'll go out on a brand new unreleased song off of his upcoming album, Perennial. This one's called Run From The Law. Thank you for listening.
I knew you when you're young and fair. mind.